Joe Biden caught people off guard today. There were just a few minutes of warning before he announced that he was out of the running for the White House in 2016. The vice president said, politically, he ran out of time. But while he was considering a possible run, he said his family had done a lot of healing since the death of his son, Beau, earlier this year.
Through personal triumphs and tragedies, my entire family, my son, Beau, my son, Hunter, my daughter, Ashley, Jill, our whole family. And this sounds corny, but we found purpose in public life.
The announcement appears to mark the finale of Joe Biden's 4 decades in elected office. Here's NPR's Sarah McCammon.
As vice president, Joe Biden developed a reputation for many as the nation's charming but eccentric uncle.
Hey, Hadley, how are you? You got a smile that lights up the whole chamber.
Thank you.
Hey, Mom.
Hey, what's
how are you?
That's never on display more than when he's swearing in a new crop of senators, leaning in to pose for pictures and flirt with senators' wives, mothers, and daughters. Biden began his own Senate career with a promise to be a different kind of politician.
I'm Joe Biden, and I'm a candidate for the United States Senate.
In this 1972 campaign ad, Biden asked voters how much they trust their elected leaders.
Would you believe me if I told you something as a politician in election year?
Could believe you for now, but what about later?
That's what we've come to.
Biden won that Senate campaign in what was mostly a tough year for Democrats.
Be careful. Things can change in a heartbeat. I know.
In May of this year, while speaking at Yale University, Biden recalled how 6 weeks after the election, he was in Washington hiring staff when he received a phone call that changed everything.
My wife and 3 children were Christmas shopping. Tractor trailer broadsided in and killed my wife and killed my daughter. And they weren't sure that my sons would live.
His sons survived, and Biden soldiered on, famously taking his Senate oath by the hospital bed where his son Beau was still recovering. After several years as a single father, he remarried and had a daughter with his wife, Jill Biden. Biden set his sights on higher office, launching his first run for president in 1987. That ended in disgrace after revelations that he'd borrowed phrases from a British politician for his stump speech. Biden went back to work in the Senate, where he served for 2 more decades. He spent time as the respected chairman of the Foreign Relations and Judiciary Committees.
Is this what you anticipated?
This? No. Not at all.
Biden presided over the 1991 confirmation hearings for Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. Critics said Biden and his colleagues humiliated law professor Anita Hill during her testimony accusing Thomas of sexual harassment.
This is not something that you initiated. Is that correct?
No, it is not.
Among Biden's many gaffes over the years, there was this racially loaded comment. As he was launching his 2008 presidential bid, Biden tried to pay a compliment to his then-rival Barack Obama.
I mean, you got the first sort of mainstream African-American who was articulate and bright and clean and a nice-looking guy. I mean, that's a storybook, man. Yeah.
Obama later chose Biden as his running mate. The charismatic elder statesman brought foreign policy chops to the ticket. Obama entrusted Biden with spearheading his Iraq policy. Obama has also turned to Biden to handle tough budget negotiations with his former colleagues in Congress. Biden memorably celebrated Obama's signature domestic achievement after the Affordable Care Act passed in 2010. He was caught off mic using colorful language to tell the president what a big deal this was. That unvarnished style, gaffes and all, is why many Democrats have been clamoring for Biden to run, as Hillary Clinton has struggled to connect with voters. Those calls grew to a fever pitch last month after he was interviewed by comedian Stephen Colbert. Biden talked about the emotional toll from the death of his son, Beau, to brain cancer.
I don't think any man or woman should run for president unless, number one, they know exactly why they would want to be president. And two, they can look at the folks out there and say, I promise you, you have my whole heart, my whole soul, my energy, and my passion to do this. And I'd be lying if I said that I knew I was there.
And we now know Biden didn't get there in the end. Sarah McCammon, NPR News, Washington.